Building a greener Los Angeles, that sounds so nice. Creating more of an urban forest is what City Plants calls it, which is a great name. City Plants, and they will bring trees to you if you're in the city of Los Angeles. You can add to trees that you have or don't have in your yard. You'll be saving energy. You'll be doing something good for the environment. You can do this with your businesses. We're going to learn all about it with City Plants. Elizabeth Skurzat is with us, and she's the program director. And so City Plants, this is an amazing organization. You work with the Department of Power, right?
We work with LADWP and with the city of Los Angeles itself, with Rec and Parks, with a whole bunch of different departments, and with seven other nonprofit environmental organizations. And our collective goal is to literally grow a greener, more sustainable future for the city of Los Angeles by planting and giving away trees.
Which is very important because we could lose trees in the future.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that we can't take what we have right now for granted. Mm-hmm. Trees have life cycles just like people do. If we were to stop planting trees, it would be like people just stopped having kids. You know, we need to make sure that our kids and our grandkids inherit a city that is just as green, if not more green, than the city that we got from our parents.
Yes. And so you can get free trees from City Plants, which is pretty amazing. You can also adopt trees, and you can also help. But let's talk about how you can get a tree if you work with City Plants. How does that process work?
Absolutely. So there are two ways that you can get trees from us for your home or for your business. So for your home, you can have up to seven free yard trees that you would plant in your own yard that we will deliver straight to your home, straight to your front door. So you just go on our website and sign up. We fill out the first form. We'll check. We'll make sure that you do live in the city of LA. And then we'll send you an order form online. And you just fill out what trees you want, where you plan to plant them around your house, and wait for the delivery van to show up. Or, you know, you might come home from work one day and there are your seven trees. Or, you know, you could just have one or two if you wanted. And then we do ask, you should plant them right away. Within a week, because we need to make sure that they're in the ground and happy and watered.
Because that's very important to sustain those trees. Once you get them, you want to sustain them. And you don't have to get all seven because you might not have room, one or two, and City Plants will help you. They, you come out, like you said, and you'll put the tree in the ground, get it in there like it's supposed to be. And there are a couple of supplies that you bring with you.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you do get a yard tree, we will deliver the tree, two stakes and two ties for each tree, and a fertilizer pellet. And then, the rest is up to you. So, but then if you want trees for your street, for the parkway in front of your home, and that's the area between, grass between the sidewalk and the street. If you don't have a tree there, we can come and plant one for you. So you don't have to do anything. You sign up and promise that you'll water that tree, and we'll tell you how to do it. And we will come out, we'll get all the permits from the city necessary. We'll choose the tree, buy it, and come and plant it. And actually, when you do that, you're a lot of times helping one of our nonprofit partners employ fellow Angelenos.
Nice. So you create jobs.
Yes.
And then businesses can also get trees.
Yes, they can. So if you, if you do have a business that has an open or empty tree well in front of your business, or if you want to cut one yourself, you can sign up and we will come and plant the tree in front of your business. We also work with the BIDs, the business improvement districts, neighborhood councils. We work with CAL FIRE, we get grants, and we go down long corridors of commercial streets. Last year, we did just over 6 miles, 600 trees in Vermont, on the Vermont corridor in South LA.
What a difference that will make on that street, on that corridor.
Oh, it would be huge.
Yeah.
And the trees that we planted are going to be very large stature trees. So, come 15, 20 years, it's going to be a magnificent impact.
A larger tree is actually, it's more energy efficient, right, for homes and maybe parkways, your street.
Yes, it's absolutely more energy efficient for the businesses and the homes around it. And it also makes the street itself more walkable, more bikeable. People want to be out in the street and enjoying their neighborhood. If you do have a business, having trees near your business or, having your business in a tree-lined street will make people want to come to your business and shop there, and they'll actually spend more money, studies have shown. which is pretty cool.
It's profitable.
Yes, it is profitable.
So you beautify the area around your business and you'll get more of it, more business. You can actually go adopt a tree too. So if you want to do that, if you'd rather like go to an adoption event, you have those available. One coming up August 12th, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we actually host over 100 tree adoption events a year. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much safe to say every weekend we will be somewhere giving away trees.
Yeah, so you can show up at the adoption, yes, the tree adoption, and bring a tree home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you know, bring your ID that shows that you live in the city of LA, and we will sign you up, and you can bring the tree home and plant it right away.
There's the calendar you have online where you could see where the next adoption event is and exactly where to meet up with you.
Yes, yeah. On our website.
Okay. And so the trees that you use here, are they eco-friendly to Southern California? Or,
yes,
or is that
yeah.
a silly question?
That's a good question. Uh-huh. And it's one that people ask a lot. So the trees that we've chosen are good for our climate. We live in a Mediterranean climate. And many, many different types of trees can grow here. So we actually sat down with people from the city, from the Urban Forestry Division, from the Department of Recreation and Parks, and then with our nonprofit partners. Mm-hmm. And we all sat around a table and went through tree species, mm-hmm, and chose a final variety. And we do update it regularly as conditions change. But especially, you know, with the drought in the past, it was so important to make sure that the trees that we planted are water conserving, mm-hmm, and thrive in a hot environment.
We're feeling that now. Mother Nature is,
yes,
like,
yes, we are.
Here's summer for you. And so,
yeah. And if you notice, you know, as you drive down the street or walk down the street, where are people hanging out? They're hanging out under the trees.
Yeah, yeah, they are. That's right. We do kind of collect under trees in the green areas. We don't like standing out like in the heat on the concrete next to a building. And you also have, this is a really cool program for people in real estate development. It's the Green Angel Program.
Yeah. So if you are a real estate agent uh-huh. in Los Angeles or nearby, you can sign up to give a certain amount of money for every property that you buy or sell. You know, we list you as a Green Angel mm-hmm. on our website and promote that you're giving back to your community.
And so there are several ways that you can help. Like what we just went over is getting a tree in your yard, Parkway business. You can go to one of the adoption events, donate also,
yes,
volunteer.
We're a nonprofit and we do need help from the community to make this happen, to make this a reality. You can absolutely volunteer, sign up on our website as someone who's interested in volunteering. And we have community events through, it's mostly the school year is really what the planting season is in Los Angeles. So we'll have one in October. We'll have more in March and April coming up next year. And we'll actually, this year, are focusing on parks in East LA, and that's through a grant with the LA County and with the Recreation and Parks Department of Los Angeles. You know, some of our parks are really hurting right now in Los Angeles, well, for various reasons. And so we're making sure that there's a replacement canopy there as the older trees age out or have problems. There are going to be new young trees ready to take their place.
Yeah. And by canopy, that means like the tree coverage on a
yes,
street.
Exactly.
That is so beautiful to hear that.
We applied for the grant uh-huh. In partnership with Recreation and Parks and in partnership with the Los Angeles Conservation Corps.
The Los Angeles Conservation Corps, they help you plant the trees also, right?
They do.
Yeah.
And that's one really cool thing about mm-hmm. our program is that through planting trees, a lot of young adults are going through and getting their high school diplomas and being able to support themselves while they do.
That's yeah. right. If they're working with the Los Angeles Conservation Corps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how long have you been working with City Plants, Elizabeth?
Well, I've been working in tree planting for 5 years mm-hmm. now, and I've been the director of City Plants for a little over 2 years.
Do you love your job?
Oh, yeah. I love my job. I think I have the most fun job in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a very lucky person.
City Plants sounds like an amazing organization. And can I ask, so if you do get one of the trees, what types of trees are these usually? We said they were eco-friendly. Is there a certain type that they are?
If you get the yard trees, there are 24 different species that you can choose from on our
oh,
website.
Okay.
And if you go on our website, you'll see there are pictures and links to more information about each different kind of tree. So I can tell you some of my favorites are the Brisbane box and the Chinese pistache. I think the Chinese pistache is really neat because mm-hmm. it actually turns red in the fall.
Okay, yeah.
And it is a drought-tolerant tree.
Add some color in the fall. And so to be eligible for the trees, you need to be a resident of Los Angeles?
Yes.
Yeah. And you can check into it in the adoptions, and then you can see the videos. You have great videos about how to plant and how to take care of the tree. And anything else you want to tell us, Elizabeth, before we go?
I would just encourage everyone to go and sign up for one of our free trees and take it home, take care of it. And I'd like to thank all of our partners, our incredible partners with the city, with LADWP, with our nonprofit partners, because it's a group effort to make Los Angeles a greener, more beautiful city for future generations.
The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, you work with them so much.
We do. Yeah. They are one of the biggest supporters of tree planting and of our program. They fund tree planting through their energy efficiency programs, which is something that every utility in the state of California needs to do, or they need to have energy efficiency programs, but they don't need to plant trees. And I think that this is one of the coolest things that a utility could do, is invest in trees and in shade and in helping people save energy by cooling their homes down from the outside.
They deserve a lot of recognition for this. So we definitely wanted to bring them up and let you know that they're a big part of City Plants and making the city greener.
Oh, they absolutely are. They have a ton of incredible environmental goals. They also have a rebate program where you can get your grass taken out and put in drought tolerant. And while you're doing that, you should plant some of our trees. So you can go to their website to learn more about the drought tolerant rebates, and then come to our website, cityplants.org, and get some free trees to replace your lawn.
You guys are making it so easy for us. I learned something when I visited City Plants that I wanted to share, because there are things that I learned about trees, what they actually do. This is one I didn't know. They help protect beaches by capturing polluted stormwater and helping it sink into the ground. So some of the groundwater does not reach our beaches. So they're helping to keep the oceans clean too.
Exactly. And what's LA without our beautiful beaches?
Right. Magical trees, beautiful beaches. And it's east and west where the trees are really super helpful, obviously, because the sun rises and sets.
Absolutely. Yeah. Protect your home from the heat of the afternoon.
The beautiful afternoon here in Southern California. And City Plants, a beautiful organization helping us make Los Angeles even better and sustainable. Plant those trees.
That's right.